Exclusive: House Republicans introduce Gaza Act to stop Biden from importing Palestinians to U.S. by John Binder on October 13, 2023. Reps. Tom Tiffany, RY, and Andy Ogles, RTN, are introducing legislation that would ban President Joe Biden's administration from importing Palestinians to the United States to be resettled in American communities. The bill, exclusively shared with Breitbart News ahead of its introduction, is titled the Guaranteeing Aggressors Zero Admission Act or the Gaza Act. The legislation would prevent Biden's administration from issuing visas to those with Palestinian Authority passports. Following the horrific attack by Iranian-backed Hamas terrorists on innocent Israeli civilians, the last thing America ought to do is trust identity documents issued by the radicals that oversee these territories, Tiffany said in a statement. We need to put our security at home first, and that starts by closing the door to bad actors who might be seeking to enter our country. Watch, Israeli mother on Hamas terrorists kidnapping her children, it's against the laws of war. Likewise, the bill would prevent Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, from funneling Palestinians into the U.S. through the agency's parole pipeline. At a time when the threat of terrorism is not only grotesquely on display but being encouraged and justified, it is critical that we do our best to ensure the security of our nation, Ogles said. Following the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, Biden used his administration's parole pipeline to resettle nearly 100,000 Afghans across American communities, many of whom were not interviewed in person beforehand and who were found to be linked to terrorism. As Breitbart News reported, in fiscal year 2022 alone, Biden's DHS gave green cards to about 63,000 legal immigrants to permanently resettle in the U.S. who arrived from countries previously included in a national travel ban list due to their involvement with terrorism. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.